Mary Catherine Harrison is a professor of English literature at the University of Detroit Mercy. She received her PhD at the University of Michigan in 2008, specializes in Victorian literature. In 2014, she founded RX for Reading Detroit, a social justice literacy initiative housed at the University of Detroit Mercy. Dr. Mary Catherine Harrison, nice to have you with us on Opportunity Detroit.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here, and you're maybe the first person I've ever met that specialized in Victorian literature.
There's a small elite cadre of Victorianists.
They know each other, believe me.
Well, you've taken your degree and you've turned it into something organized by faculty and students at the University of Detroit Mercy, RX for Reading Detroit, focused on bringing books to children in low-income families in Detroit, working to eliminate the achievement gap by fostering childhood reading for all children. What a sweet, wonderful,
terrific
idea.
Well, it's an absolutely essential project because the future of our city, the future of our community is dependent upon our next generation of leaders. And to produce leaders, we have to give all children the opportunity to have that foundation of learning. And we know that that foundation is reading in all areas. I would say not just in, I'm not trying to raise future literary scholars, but in math, in science, in STEM fields, in business. Every field, the most fundamental skill is reading, and it starts from the moment a child's born.
Reading to that child as much as you possibly can.
Absolutely.
That then transitions into reading to the child, reading with the child, having the child read to you. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. I can't think of a better way to bond with these little human beings.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about people with their own children,
yeah.
my own very limited experience, but also for these kids who don't have a chance unless someone does this with them. So what moved you, Mary Catherine, to start this thing? When did it strike you saying, well, everybody talks about that. Everybody knows that reading is fundamental, but I'm going to do something about it.
Well, it really started with my work at University of Detroit Mercy because I work with college students, absolutely essential to get our next generation of business people, of leaders, of lawyers, of doctors prepared. But it starts so much earlier than college. And so RX for Reading Detroit is really an opportunity for our students, our college students, to get involved in literacy work in our city. And our University of Detroit Mercy, is absolutely committed to a social justice mission, which means we don't just care about getting our students ready for a career. We care about preparing them for full lives and getting them engaged in their community. And so RX for Reading Detroit gives our students an opportunity to really recognize issues of income inequality, the way that income inequality is related to educational inequality, and get out there in our community and do the work to help make things better for children in our city. So it's been exciting to see my students, the way that they have gotten engaged and excited about the work they can do. And then the other side of it is the children who were able to serve and the families who were able to support by getting them more access to books and help giving them some educational materials about reading.
How many students at U of D Mercy are actually involved with you?
So we've had, since we began 6 months ago, we've had about 50 students involved in different capacities. Some might come in and sort books that we've gotten through a book drive. Some will go out and read with children at a Head Start program, which is so exciting.
Wonderful.
To see
yeah.
all of their faces. And then we have students set up libraries at low-income clinics.
Really?
Where they actually go to the clinics with a collection of books. They put up reading posters. They put up pamphlets about reading. They set up all the books. And all of the pediatric patients at those clinics are invited to take books home. So that's been a great way for our students to get involved as well.
Is University of Detroit Mercy college students collecting the gently used, high-quality children's books for the classroom libraries, the Head Start programs, the community organizations, the clinics? And this certainly, you've seen it happen, where it creates a lasting interest in reading for
yes.
children. I hope, I pray that you have been nothing but embraced and nothing but good positive responses from the children and their parents.
It makes so much sense. Every child should have books. But books are a luxury item, too. You know, if you're taking care of basic fundamental, if you're taking care of your family's food and medical care and housing, there might not be extra money in the budget for books. So what the view is of RX for Reading Detroit is that literacy is a human right, that access to children's literature should be something that all children have, and we can play one part in helping that happen in our community. So the most exciting thing is going into a Head Start classroom. Not only we read with the children, but then we fundraise for new books. And at the end of reading, we spread out new books, and all of the kids get to pick their book that they're excited about to take home and start to grow their home library.
Oh boy.
And those kids. There was one incident where there was a fight over the dinosaur books. I will tell you the truth. There were only three, and four little guys wanted a dinosaur book. But, I mean, the excitement on their faces is absolutely incredible. And it's just a way of those little kids seeing college students who are excited about reading, right? And saying, I read every day. So really modeling that lifetime love of reading and seeing our littlest kids and our big, cool college kids really bonding over reading.
It's so wonderful.
It's just a way to role model that is so much needed in the community. I mean, we've been saying for decades, read, read, read.
Right. And
reading is fundamental.
And the literacy rates go down, and it just thank you for trying to solve this.
Well, how do we help? Short of coming and reading books to kids, which right. I think would be lovely and wonderful, but realistically, probably not going to happen for me, but maybe for some if they go to rxreading.org is what I have, if that's right. I know you say RX4 Reading Detroit, but I think it's rxreading.org.
That's right. Our website, rxreading.org, has got a lot of information on it. It's got information on how to donate gently used books, which is very easy. You can bring them to the main campus of University of Detroit Mercy or our dental campus, and also information of how to give financial donations, which make a huge impact because we're partnered with First Book, which is a national nonprofit. What that means is that if you give $2.50 to RX for Reading, we can purchase a brand new, high quality, beautiful book that can go to a child in Detroit. So it's incredibly easy to donate. You can do it online in about a minute, and all 100% of the fundraising we do goes to purchase books. It's all of our labor is volunteer. None of us take any salary, or we do everything through volunteer hours so that every single contribution can go to purchase new books.
How spectacular.
And it really allows us to have big bang for your buck. You know, $25 and you're getting 10 new books. That's almost a whole Head Start classroom.
I can't help but mention this because it's U of D Mercy and a dear friend, Bill Young, who owns Absopure and Plastipak Packaging, and is very much involved with literacy programs, because I know he has me MC something coming up later this year. I can't remember what it is. But is he involved in this? Because I think he'd love to be.
You know, I'm going to have to put in a call.
I mean, he's so supportive of U of D Mercy,
right.
Very specifically, but overall with literacy. If I looked on my calendar now, I could tell you what the program is, but I remember doing it last year and doing it again this year. And it's the sort of thing I want to get behind as well. I'm not going to go online. I'm just going to hand you a check before you leave here. And I wouldn't be surprised if Stephen does the same thing. He's far more generous than I am. But this is so wonderful what you're doing.
So needed.
I mean, it's so important.
It's feet on the street, right? Boots on the ground, right where you need to be, and changing those kids' lives.
Thank you so much.
And Mary Catherine, you have such an enthusiasm about this. No, I mean it. You have such a great, positive enthusiasm. I know you're helping these kids, and everybody that joins you is helping these kids.
Well, the most important thing for me as a professor is to allow my students to see how much of an impact they can have. Because it can seem insurmountable. You know, all of us can feel like social problems are too big, there's nothing we can do. And for every single college student and every single citizen to recognize that actually we can each have an incredible impact, we can each, in our small way, make a real difference. And then I also tell my students, you also need to be aware of policy. You need to think about educational funding. You need to think about housing. You need to think about job opportunities. And so get engaged in politics and at the same time put your energy and your commitment and your time into knowing that your community, your neighbors, have a better life. And that's my goal in the classroom, and it's what I've been able to do in RX for Reading.
Excellent.
Profound.
I am so glad we've had an opportunity, no pun intended, to tell our Opportunity Detroit to audience about RX for Reading Detroit and online, rxreading.org, and the founder, the executive director, Dr. Mary Catherine Harrison. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We continue on WJR.